My name is Emily Hines, and I attend Houston City Council meetings and take notes. Today's notes are from the council meeting on January 5th, 2022. First meeting of 2022. Here we go. First, the monthly financial report. I usually don't have a lot to say on this, and I really don't today either, but I just cannot resist sharing this. Councilmember at large Mike Kubosh has been pestering the administration for a while about a public checkbook, which is a good idea in my opinion. And today, when he asked Financial Director Tantri Emo what the timeline is on it, she said that she would resend the documents that she already sent to him that have that information in them already. It was chef's kiss and felt very satisfying. I hope she enjoyed getting to say that to him at a public meeting. We have all been there. Moving on to the mayor's report. January 5th is officially Bill Worrell Day. Mr. Worrell is a recently retired sportscaster who covered the Astros, Oilers, and Rockets over his decades-long career. Congrats, Mr. Worrell. There are several city-operated mega sites for COVID-19 testing. You can visit houstonemergency.org to see where they all are, and they are also all drive-through. They are free, and I believe the lines are getting shorter now that the holidays are over, although it's been my personal experience that PCR results are still taking longer than usual to get back. So just be aware of that. The MLK parade will be on January 17th. And then after the report, Councilmember Carolyn Evans-Shabazz of District D commented that people are still getting evicted and resources are drying up. The mayor responded by saying that the city and county were granted an additional $5.7 million for rent relief. You can visit HoustonHarrisHelp.org. Now, some public comments. Usually the public comment section is the day before the Wednesday meeting, which is what I usually cover, but because of the holidays, they were combined. So I got to see both this week. Hot topics included ShotSpotter, which we'll get into later, deplorable conditions at the Copper Tree Village Apartments in District B, and bicycle lanes. I provide numbers on these in the notes on IG, but I will spare you those details here. There were an additional 17 people who signed up, but either had technical difficulties or no-showed, so we did not get to hear their public comments. All 9 callers protesting ShotSpotter pointed to its proven inefficiency, likelihood to increase over-policing of Black and brown neighborhoods, and asked for preventative over reactive measures. None of them received any discussion. The one speaker supporting ShotSpotter said that she and many other District B residents will feel safer with it. And she received vocal support and dialogue from Councilmember Tarsha Jackson of District B and CM Evans-Shabazz. The sobering testimony of Copper Tree Village tenants included mold, respiratory issues, leaks, sewage spills, crime, and the dismissive attitude of management. The Texas Housers rep who spoke said they've organized and sought help from HUD and a state housing agency, neither of which have followed up in any kind of timely fashion. This has been going on for years. Mayor Turner said Houston Public Works and the Houston Health Department would investigate later that day, but when pressed by Texas Housers on a timeline or any concrete action, he had nothing to offer. So let's move on to some agenda items. Agenda item 3 approved $466,000 in emergency repairs to the 69th Street wastewater treatment plant where a mechanical failure occurred at one of the pump stations, causing wastewater to flood the pump station. And I just want to say to the people that had to deal with this, thank you. And I'm sorry you had to clean this up. We appreciate you. Agenda items 11 and 12 approve funding for the hiring of outreach and healthcare workers for the Houston Health Department. Agenda item 13 approved a contract with Houston Health Foundation to address COVID-19 health disparities in at-risk communities. Agenda item 14 approved a contract extension with Houston Housing Authority using Emergency Solutions Grant Coronavirus Funds, that's a mouthful, to continue providing emergency and short-term financial assistance to people experiencing potential homelessness. Agenda item 19 approved a contract with Serenity Home Health Service to provide in-home COVID-19 vaccines for elders and disabled people. I wanted to include details on these types of spending specifically just to demonstrate that this pandemic is ongoing, which I hope we are all aware of, but just in case, there you go. Agenda item 30 set a public hearing date of Wednesday, January 26th at 9 a.m. for the approval of the historic district designation of the Brunner Harmonium Historic District. Now, I want to spend some time discussing ShotSpotter. ShotSpotter was agenda item 32, and it approved a 3-year, $3.5 million contract with ShotSpotter, a loud noise detection system. The city and ShotSpotter have been doing a free pilot program over the past year. Only Councilmember at Large Letitia Plummer voted no. I'm going to go into the comments that almost all of the council members had to say about ShotSpotter. It was obviously a pretty hot topic. CM Knox spoke at length about the inefficiency of ShotSpotter and even said that he thinks HPD has manipulated statistics to sway the council's vote. He said that the cost-benefit analysis does not justify this system. The material provided to council was, quote, worse than useless, but he still voted for it anyways, because he hopes to see better data come out of the program so council can make a more informed decision at a later date. Mayor Turner said that ShotSpotter is not perfect, but is one tool in the toolbox we can use to fight crime. He said, quote, we all recognize we need more police officers in our city, more boots on the ground, end quote. And I will thank you not to speak for me, Mayor Turner. And he said ShotSpotter can fill in the gaps while HPD works on graduating new cadets and retaining current officers. He also pointed to crime prevention measures the city is already taking, such as CERT teams, homeless initiatives, and mental health resources. He said the homicide rate in Houston went down during the second half of 2021, possibly implying ShotSpotter as one of the causes. CM Plummer said that ShotSpotter can put officers at risk because it sends them into dangerous situations without relevant information about the incident they are supposed to be investigating. She said if we invested this $3.5 million in making the Copper Tree Village apartments a safe place to live or relocating residents to a safer place, the homicide rate would likely also go down. Councilmember Amy Peck of District A said that many of her constituents are, quote, begging for ShotSpotter. Councilmember Abby Kamen of District C said, we need to throw all we have at crime right now, and that ShotSpotter is one of the tools we can use. She agreed that ShotSpotter will not prevent crime and pointed to the new data we will receive on ShotSpotter for future decision-making. Councilmember Dave Martin of District E said that whatever it costs to save even one life, it's worth it. CM Jackson said that her constituents want ShotSpotter because it will make them feel safer and that they even brought it to her attention at a PIP meeting and she had not heard of it before. For the record, Positive Interaction Program or PIP meetings are an HPD initiative. CM Jackson also said that poverty is what truly drives crime and she works to address that in other ways. Councilmember Martha Castix Tatum of District K said that public safety is a top priority and that residents are frustrated with the crime wave and asking for ShotSpotter. Councilmember Carla Cisneros of District H supports ShotSpotter and said, quote, public safety is the number one priority. Councilmember Robert Gallegos of District I mentioned attending civic club meetings and receiving pro-ShotSpotter feedback there. Mayor Turner concluded this whole discussion by saying there are no perfect solutions, and the item passed with only CM Plummer voting no. Now I have some final personal ShotSpotter thoughts. ShotSpotter is a loud noise detection technology that is not proven to accurately detect gunshots. And even if it did accurately detect them, it does not keep the gun from getting fired in the first place. I will always advocate for prevention, and ShotSpotter is a classic example of reaction. It will likely do almost nothing to prevent crime. But on top of that, it is incredibly frustrating to feel disregarded by council members, especially when so many of them agree that ShotSpotter will not prevent crime. 9 people spoke at council today encouraging council members to reject ShotSpotter, and they came prepared with evidence to support them. None of them received the courtesy of any dialogue or discussion. One person called in to support ShotSpotter, and she received 2 comments from council members. Many council members talked about pro-ShotSpotter support at homeowners associations, civic clubs, and PIP meetings. PIP meetings are run by HPD, and in my opinion, seem like a bit of a conflict of interest here. Council members' reliance on feedback from homeowners associations and civic clubs comes from residents who are property owners and is classist because it excludes a huge chunk of Houston that are renters and tenants and don't own the homes that they live in. Where's the dialogue? Where's the outreach? Where's the preventative care? When will that be prioritized? Mayor Turner said, quote, we all recognize we need more police officers in our city, more boots on the ground, end quote. And I would like to say, no, Mayor Turner, we do not all recognize this. And well, that's it. That was the meeting. I want to thank all of our Patreon supporters. It means a lot to me that you feel like this project is worth spending money on because there is a lot out there. So thanks for choosing us. The Patreon is patreon.com/EmilyTakesNotes. And if you are able, we really appreciate it. You can find resources for this episode, including where to watch city council meetings, where to find the agenda, how to find your city council member in the show notes as well. This week's episode was recorded by and has music from Joe Wozni. It is produced by Connor Clifton. That's it for this week. I am Emily Hines, and I thank you for listening.